Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, that's the overture to The Flying Dutchman. Why are you playing that part? Well, there's a very good reason. Because it's coming to the board, gosh, on Sunday 23rd of March, Tuesday 25th of March, Thursday 27th of March, and Saturday 29th of March. 5 o'clock on the first and the Sunday, and then 7:30 on the other. I think I have all the information. And really, quite frankly, Giselle Allen and Fergus Shiel could leave now. There's no point in bringing you in at all now. You've given all the information out. Good morning to the pair of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank
good
you. Good morning. We give you a shelter from the rain.
It just stopped raining when we came in, but it's grey and miserable.
Just
you know?
As dull as ditch water. Well, you're both very welcome. Now, before we start anything, may I offer you sweets?
Oh, my gosh.
Milk tray in the studio. Is that allowed?
I will have a bit of chocolate to get my brain going.
Yeah, there's no point of coming in here and just talking about stuff without a little bit of chocolate to ease the pain. You're both very welcome. Firstly, Giselle, we haven't met before.
I've just eaten a chocolate.
You better start with me now.
People would say it was a trick.
I'm good. It's all gone.
He sent the sweets in advance so he could talk. Talk to me about The Flying Dutchman. Just ambitious. 4 nights now at the Borgosh.
It is, yeah. It's a fantastic opera. It's Wagner. It's early Wagner, so it's not one of his long operas. It's two and a half hours long, okay, including an interval. Yeah. But it's a fantastic score. You heard a bit of it there in the overture, full of big orchestra, big motifs. It's a story. The Flying Dutchman is a maritime legend about this man who gets under a spell. He's about to drown, and he sells his soul to the devil. And the pact is that he must sail the seas for 7 years at a time, never putting into land except one day in 7 years. And on that one day, he has to find a girl who will marry him, and if he doesn't, back out to sea for another 7 years. So we're operating.
That's a hell of a job to have to kind of complete.
Yeah, but you know, he meets Giselle here on his one day on his one day in 7 years.
Sorted, I think it's the phrase. That's quite a story. Now, this is epic, presumably, on stage as well, to stage this. Have you played this part before, Giselle? It's a centre.
Yes, I sang it for Northern Ireland Opera.
Okay.
But it was about 13 years ago, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And we did it in English, so it's nice to be doing it in German, doing it in the original language, but that feels like a really long time ago, so I'm coming to it quite fresh, you know, thinking, and also I'm 12 years older and...
I know, but you're still available one day every 7 years. And that's the great thing.
Exactly, I'm right there going, I'm here, ready.
You're not overdoing it. But it has to be a big production. It's the Borgosh. I mean, you hear the advertisers in the Borgosh, they talk about the West End, bring the West End to Ireland. So you've got to really...
We've got a very big orchestra in the pit. We've got a huge chorus. We've got a cast of 6 very brilliant singers. There's all sorts of other things. There's an offstage chorus. There's, you know, horns offstage.
Crazy.
There's wind machines. There's piccolo. There's a kitchen sink, really. It's going to be music coming at you from every corner of the building, practically. Yeah.
When the last time this was put on in this?
In Dublin, I think it was done in the Gaiety in 2001 or so. Okay. I wasn't at it myself at the time. Sure. And then maybe about in the 80s as well. Maybe every 20 years or so it's been done.
Oh, right, okay.
But it hasn't been done, so, you know, this will be the first time in over 20 years. And so it is a rare opportunity to come across the opera, but it's one of those things that... It's the thing I love about Wagner, and we don't get enough Wagner in Ireland, in my opinion, and I'm trying to put that to rights, is that the music is fantastic, but the stories and the totality of what it is really moving. It really gets inside your soul and your body. And I find whenever I go to see a Wagner opera, it's sort of going around in my head for days afterwards. It's like one of those really emotional experiences. That's what I find. So I'm happy
point of view, Giselle, would you be similarly inclined with someone like Wagner? Does it affect you in that way that you find, my God, this is such a big thing I'm a part of?
Yeah.
As opposed to some operas, you know, there might be 3 or 4 of you on stage and it's easier go.
It is. It's amazing. It's just the way he writes, and it's just so unique to him, and just the way he uses the orchestra, like Ferg says. Like, it's so exciting. Like, you hear it and you think, oh my goodness. I mean, I did last year, I was part of the Ring Cycle in Zurich, so I did Götterdämmerung, which is a five-hour opera, which is pretty tough going. But I was only on at the beginning, thankfully.
Were you home in the bed?
I was home. I was 15 minutes done. But it is. You just listen to the whole thing. You know, you just find yourself just, you're like, oh no, I'm just going to sit and listen to this scene and watch this scene. And
as well as they're just sucked in.
In. And it does get into your body. There's something about it when you hear.
I mean, there's no question about it. It is so big. I was telling you a story about the Ride of the Valkyries. And you know, you think about that music and you go, it just kind of grabs your attention. And it hits all the senses, you know. Yeah. We have the Sailor's Chorus. We thought we'd just give a little.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please,
just give people a flavour of it. Because, again, sometimes you think you don't know some of these pieces, and yet you do quite often, because you don't know the title. Yeah. Someone says, what does that mean? What's all that about? This is just a little bit of the Sailor's Chorus. That's Richard Wagner. That's the Sailor's Chorus, and there was absolute pandemonium. They thought I was going to cut it out before the chorus, as if we would do that. Otherwise, it'd be just a tune, which would be slightly pointless. Anyway, I'm chatting here for a show with me, the Flying Dutchman, at the Bogart. Are tickets available already, by the way?
Oh, they are. People want to book to make sure they get the night they want.
Absolutely, don't worry. I'll give those dates again, and Giselle Allen with me as well. Now, you don't just sing. Wagner, you sing all sorts.
Yes.
And are you travelling? Because we find any time we have any conversations with any sopranos and tenors and baritones, whatever, they're always travelling. They're always on the road. They're always hither and yon. Are you the same?
I have been this year. Before I started working on this role again, I thankfully had some time at home. But I was in Australia in June. I sang at Sydney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I sang Tosca
in
Sydney Opera House, which was pretty amazing.
That must have been something else.
And wonderful to be there as well.
Oh, wow.
And I was in Zurich earlier in the year. So, it all sounds very glamorous, you know, all the travelling. But actually, it's exhausting.
You said it's very glamorous.
It can be glamorous. But then most of the time, you're living out of a suitcase. piece you in are, an apartment.
You
are. And
yeah, you're, but you're in Sydney now.
Yeah, no, I'm not moaning. That was amazing.
But also, when you go, it's not just that. It's the rehearsals. It's making sure everything's whatever. So there's a whole lot of prep.
Yeah.
People forget that.
Yeah.
It's not like you arrive into town, do a gig and leave.
Yeah, and also, to sing one of these big Wagner, well, a lot of opera roles, you need to really physically prepare, and you have to take care of your voice, not just your voice, your body, your tiredness, your energy levels. You know, you really need to go on a regime. It's not easy.
I think you're right. And people forget that. They think, oh, so-and-so was on the Raz. It's just tiredness.
Yeah.
Tiredness. The voice is always affected by tiredness.
Yeah.
And if you don't get the sleep, you're ruined.
Yeah.
And I mean, in Australia, I have no doubt the temptation to go wild and batty, if you had the chance, was there.
You know, I
know you wouldn't, of course.
I didn't know. I mean, I had a few gin and tonics in my room at night, you know. After a long day of rehearsals.
I feel like we're probing here.
But the thing is, when you're singing, like Fergus says, when you sing those big roles, you are literally like an athlete. And you have to. And there's no point, because you could go out and then the next day knock yourself off for weeks, you know, if you damage yourself, or if your
clubs
are loud and you're talking and laughing and all of
that's
that
right,
stuff.
But it's your instrument. It's how you live.
Yeah, you just have to be a wee hermit for a while.
Well,
you know?
Exactly. And also for someone like you, Fergus, if you know, because you can hear if someone isn't on par, and therefore it's who's next. And that's not good either for anybody, you know.
No, that's true.
So you've got to be so... How big is the cast, by the way, for this? Because I'm looking at a long list of names here.
Yeah, there's six in the principal cast, but then we have a chorus of 44.
Crikey.
And then an additional 24 off stage, because there's two different... There's Norwegian sailors and there's the Dutch sailors, so there's two different bands of sailors. So it's an awful lot of people.
And you have the great Gavin Ring.
We do indeed, Gavin.
I always do this. I love Gavin, because you can hear him talking four streets away.
He's
unreal.
Yeah.
And he's playing...
He's playing the Storyman.
And he's built for that, too.
He certainly is.
He's a fine... You've met, obviously.
Yeah, I love Gavin, yes.
He's gorgeous, he really is. Yeah. Listen, we have you doing Vizzy Dartley. she looks at me as if to say, have you? Anyway, let's have a little listen. think that was a round of a clap, I think.
Absolutely,
I think a round of a clap.
Yeah.
As Brendan Grace, God rest him, used to say. Well done, you. That was lovely.
Thank you.
That was in Belfast, was it?
No, I think that was Upper North in Leeds.
Oh, in Leeds.
So
okay. That's gorgeous. But well done. You like Puccini like I do.
I love Puccini.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was young, I started off singing Musetta, and then I did a Mimi. And then a Giorgetta in Tabarro.
She was just a heartbreak every time. It's a heartbreak every time. Fergus, you're up to your eyes in work, which is wonderful. You've been. How many years have you had that now?
This is our eighth year
of Irish National Opera.
That's
right. Absolutely. That's incredible, isn't it?
We're all year round, and it's going, touch wood, everything's going well.
Actually, that's a very good comment that you made. It is all year round.
It's all around the country. I was in Navan last night. We did a Fledermaus production. We're in Dundalk tomorrow. You can't get a ticket for these, I'm afraid.
Isn't that wonderful?
So we've taken that production, 11 venues around Ireland. We've Flying Dutchman next in May. We're doing Elizabeth Mora in the Gaiety.
You're doing four nights in the Gaiety, I see.
That's right, and Cork and Wexford as well.
Yeah. Isn't that something else?
Yeah.
The Elixir of Love. You're not involved in that, are you?
No.
She'll be worn out after this.
Yeah, exactly.
Having Wagnered your way through
this. Yes, I'll be in the hospital.
She'll be in recovery.
I see you're the poster girl for this.
I know, yes.
I can only see some of it. It's
very shaded.
You're in the water, are you?
Well, Marty, you know, this opera is very water-based,
So how have you...
We've got actual water on stage. Yeah. It's very exciting. I mean, the set...
Water on stage?
We've made a new set and a new production. It's a collaboration with Garsington in the UK. So after we're done, the production goes to Garsington in a few years' time. And it's a really elaborate set. It's like the floor is like the side of a ship that's overturned. So the entire thing, if you like, takes place on an overturned ship. But then the sails come up out. I won't give it away, but there's a few...
Fantastic
sort of theatrical moments where the music swells and then the scenery also does incredible things. It's exciting.
It's a pity you're only there for the one day, isn't it?
No. One day every 7 years.
Come back, I have like deja vu, you know, for 4 days.
That'll do us. Well, it's a good luck to all of you. It's fantastic.
So much,
I just think that's fantastic. It's lovely to meet you.
You too.
Lovely to meet you. Fergus and I know each other 100 years and we're easy company, but I haven't met you before, which is lovely. Have rehearsals started, I presume.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So this is the thing, just a tangent. Mm-hmm. This is the thing people don't understand quite often, that this isn't on until the 23rd of March, and here you are.
Oh, yeah, every day we're working and working. We only started rehearsing this week, but the work that Giselle and the other cast members would do would be months and months in advance.
You're at home, I suspect.
Yeah.
As a fella said, you could be... washing the cat, you could be ironing, and you're humming.
That's exactly what happens.
Isn't it?
Working on your German and working on your language, and then you've got to memorize. So what I think people don't realize when you start a role, it's like you have to learn. Well, first of all, I look at the text and I look at the words, and then I put the rhythm to it and learn the music, and then you've got to combine it all together, and that takes months.
Yes, surtitles, I take it.
Surtitles, absolutely. And we make everything as accessible as possible. So I know people think Wagner is this.
No, but that's the trick. Make it accessible.
It's beautiful, it's very tuneful. You'll have heard some of the choruses earlier. The overture is dramatic, it's tuneful. It's a fantastic story, it's a heartbreaking story. It's a real love story, but it's also kind of like a ghost story as well. So there's an awful lot to enjoy with it. And if you haven't been to a Wagner opera, this is your chance to really get what it's all about.
And I just want to give you the names. Alfred Walker, James Creswell, Toby Spence, Carolyn Dobbin and... Gavin Ring, along with Giselle. Giselle, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Fergus, as ever, thank you,
Marty.
And just a reminder again, it is the Flying Dutchman. Tickets available now. It's at the Borgosh Energy Theatre, Sunday 23rd of March at 5. They'll be walking in at 4:10, you know, that's going, what time is this thing on? I'm going around for me tea. 5:00. And then Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, 25th, 27th, 29th at 7:30. And it's not that long compared to some of his work.
Exactly, yeah.
It's about 2.5 hours, you said?
Yeah, even less, yeah.
Don't shorten it. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Marty.
I'm going to play a little bit of Donizetti because you have your other business doing as well to take us out.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroen. Citroen, for everyone, but like no one.
Now, Orla, back with you.
Hello. How are you? The last one.
I'm Grant. I'm sharing sweets here.
I heard when you were starting to chat to them, you shoved all the chocolate in their mouth.
That's the trick. I invite people in to do an interview, give them a sweet, and they can't speak. What have you got for me?
So we're going to start in Galway, and the Tuam Road is heavy inbound from 2 Mile Ditch to Bowher in the Drav. The Condell Road in Limerick is busy from the Shelburne Road Junction towards the Shannon Bridge roundabout. And in Cork, the N28 Ringaskiddy Road is slow eastbound between Raphean and Shan Ballycross. In Wexford, the N25 northbound has restrictions in place near Killinick due to a collision that happened yesterday. And in Dublin, there's a delay along the Cunningham Road inbound from the South Circular Road junction toward Blackhall Place. The Eastwall Road is busy from the Alfie Byrne Road right up to the Dublin Port flyover. And finally, lights are out of action between the Kylemore Road and the Bluebell Avenue. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
Thanks, Orla. Will you come back tomorrow?
I'm back with you.
Very good. Thank you for coming back. I'll get some more sweets, don't worry.
Deadly.
Talk to you in the morning.
See you later.
See you, God bless. Now, we mentioned the Flying Dutchman, just to let you know, the INO also, but they're at the Gaiety in Maytime with the Elixir of Love, and this, Claudia Boyle of this parish is going to be a part of that. Anyway, Alfredo Kraus, neither here nor there, but this is Una Furtiva Lagrima, just to close it all off for the INO. Thank you both again. Cheers for now.
si può morire. Si può morire.
Beautiful. Alfredo Kraus, Una Furtiva Lagrima. And you'll be waiting for the Gaiety for May time for that. But the Flying Dutchman, Sunday 23rd of March, Tuesday 25th, Thursday 27th and Saturday 29th.